Hey everyone, welcome to episode 10 of Student Radio Stories. This is an interview episode with Scott Duffield, a graduate of Student Radio this year, who also freelances where he can in the radio industry in his area. Scott is also currently the Northern Ireland Regional Officer for the SRA and helped make this role possible at last year's SRAcon, as previously there was no representation for this region. Scott, although leaving university, will not be leaving behind radio, as he has recently been elected as the Marketing and Communications Officer for the Student Radio Association. I've been very lucky to get lots of interviews so far from those in student radio, those on the SRA committee, and from some recognisable names in the radio industry. It's crazy to think we are on episode 10 of the podcast already. Let's get into the interview with Scott Duffield. I'm here with Scott Duffield. So Scott, what experience do you have of working in the radio industry?
Well, I started in student radio nearly 3 years ago when I was in my first year at uni, and I was doing bits of work experience as I went along. I am really fortunate to get that throughout the summer holidays, and really started working in the industry by October 2019, where I was working with a local commercial station called Q Radio in Belfast. And I joined and was tech hopping, so driving the desk when presenters were out and about on OBs, and was doing that for about 6 months. And then on top of that, started also freelancing with BBC Radio Ulster in the phone rooms originally, and then I was working with the learning department at BBC NI on an under 25 season, so bringing more young voices onto the station and younger stories. And it was a great project to get involved with. And then from that, started freelancing as an assistant producer. So I've been doing that for just over 5 months.
Oh, wow. Great stuff. So how did you get into these positions that you've had?
The main thing for me has always been networking and taking all the opportunities that kind of came up. So I would go to like the Belfast Media Festival, and I'd see who was speaking, and I'd write down their names and then do like a Google search and like find out like what programs they worked on, like where they were. And then I would go up and just chat to them. And I think that's kind of the main thing of the way that I got in, was through, like, for BBC was in through the talent cloud, but from knowing the people and knowing the production teams and saying, oh, I would love to work on that, and getting in, like getting your name there so that they recognize you. But at the same time, like, I just did it so that I learned more about the industry while I was doing that. And for Q Radio, it was kind of just by chance. I was in chatting to the program manager, and he just turned around and said, oh, so what sort of your interest, like, if you could do anything here, what would you be interested in doing? And it was one of those really bizarre opportunities that you don't really get to say, well, this is kind of what I'm thinking. So yeah, I think a bit of it was a bit of luck and being in the right place at the right time, but also like meeting the right people and chatting to them and being interested in who they are as well.
Where did your interest in radio begin?
I became interested in radio in my first year at university. I had this module, and it was like audio production. And from that, I was like, oh, this is really interesting. And I joined the student radio station, Queen's Radio. And from, I think it was like my first show, I walked out and was like, this is what I love. Like, this is fantastic. And it was just like the buzz of being live on radio and having your own show. And I was just like, this is what I really, really like doing. And from that, started really like looking more into more opportunities I could get in directly radio production. Because before that, I was looking more at TV and digital media production.
What made you choose to join and get involved with your university student radio station?
Well, it was that module where I was like, this is kind of like what I really like doing. I'll check this out. But there was a guy in my course that was like, listen, I think you'd enjoy this. I don't really want to go along myself to this social. Like, do you want to come with me? And from that, I was like, yeah, sure. This sounds fun. It was the first couple of weeks of uni, so when you're still like taking all the opportunities you can. And
yeah,
meeting as many people as possible. And I just went for kind of the social element and then realized like, oh, this is fantastic. And it was such a great station to get involved with, because it's one of the biggest societies at Queen's University in Belfast. It was such a great community, and that's what I really liked about it. That's why I kind of stuck around for my time at uni.
So what were some of your highlights during your time in student radio?
Queen's Radio in my first year weren't part of the SRA. So I think in my second year, when we joined the SRA and started getting more of these opportunities of coming along to conference, and we held Radio One as part of the freshers tour that they did. Those things were great for me, seeing that it was more of a community beyond just our station. But for me, it's getting the opportunity to like have your own show and do what you like with it and have a bit of fun with it. And I think that's the main thing about student radio, is the community side, but also just having a bit of fun on air with your friends and seeing what happens with it. And the stuff that I've done in student radio, like the shows, I've done a couple of different ones throughout my time with Queen's Radio, but it was just having fun and getting to really experience that with my friends and bouncing off friends and having a chat about things that genuinely interest us. But then going along to Student Radio Conference 2019 and just meeting so many more people that also shared that interest in student radio was fantastic. And from that, meeting friends that are really close friends now, like a year on, and we don't see each other an awful lot, we're really close.
Yeah, I think that's what's great about student radio, is it's your only opportunity to experiment and get all the experience you can.
Absolutely, and it's taking all the opportunities that come your way. So if it's taking an extra show, if it's getting to interview an extra band or something, is I think everything that you do in student radio can help. And I guess as well, like having fun with it and seeing the fun way that you can do an interview that's not kind of the straightforward question answer, just seeing what new you can do.
Yeah, definitely. So what made you want to be part of the SRA committee?
So when I went to SRA Con 2019, it was kind of my first SRA experience, and I had proposed a motion for the AGM to get a Northern Ireland regional officer, because we hadn't had that. We were kind of lumped in with North West and North Wales, just because there was Queen's Radio was the only station in Northern Ireland and they weren't members, so it didn't make sense for them to have a regional officer before we joined. So I wanted to join the SRA committee because I wanted to bring the like kind of the student radio community across the UK to Northern Ireland, because it's something that I loved from conference and meeting so many other people and just going, this is so much more than just like individual stations doing their own thing. And being the NI regional officer the past year was just so much fun, being able to grow student radio in Northern Ireland and link everyone up more with the other stations across the UK and creating that community feel, really.
I'm so glad you took up this role and helped expand it for your area.
Oh, thanks, Kate. It's been so much fun. And just seeing the rest of the SRA embrace Northern Ireland as well has been brilliant.
So you said you've created this Northern Ireland regional officer role. So what do you do within this role?
So like all the regional officers, it's supporting the stations and running the training days and getting opportunities for the region. The challenge that I had that was kind of unique this year was really pushing for new stations to form and join the SRA, because Queen's Radio was the only station in Northern Ireland. So now we've got two other stations, Strand FM and Sark Radio, who formed from nothing, from ideas into stations this year. So that was kind of one of the main tasks that I had. And then linking in with the industry, because since there was no previous regional officer, there was no real student radio industry contacts. So kind of compiling a list of people that wanted to engage with student radio and wanted to support students trying to make that step from student radio into the industry. So it's been a busy year, but it's been a lot of fun.
So I understand in the recent Student Radio Association elections, you've been elected as the Marketing and Communications Officer for the 2020 to 2021 year. In this, what will this role entail for you, and why did you choose to run for this role?
I'll start with why I chose to run. I had so much fun as the Northern Ireland Regional Officer, and I really like the digital side of radio. It's something that I really love in my job as well, being able to work on the digital side of radio and kind of visualizing everything. And kind of with the skill sets I have, I was like, this is the role that I'm really interested in, and giving more of a voice to everyone across the SRA, because obviously being based in Northern Ireland but coming from Scotland, they're two of the regions that aren't as big in the SRA, but there's still so much fantastic content getting produced. And I know that there's lots of other stations across the UK which aren't always featured on the SRA social. So it's something that I really, really wanted to push on, giving more of a voice and more control to students. And that was kind of my main thing that I wanted to get more of the content that students are producing in their local student stations on the SRA socials and showcasing all of that. But I say that it's difficult to take on a job when there's been a fantastic person doing it over the past year, and Hannah May's been such an amazing marketing and communications officer. So it's great to have Hannah May's support in taking on this role. And really the role is working on the social media and sending out the newsletter to stations and promoting the SRA across platforms, and that's to students but also to the industry. So I really hope that we can take what we've done with Digital Conference and the event that we're doing with the Student Opportunities Festival coming up, and seeing that we don't have to always meet up in one place to celebrate radio and bring industry to students. We can do that digitally. So hopefully that's something that we'll be able to do over the next year.
That sounds really interesting, and I hope it goes well for you. And also, I think it's great that the Student Radio Association have worked so hard to put it all together online this year. And if that's going to be part of your role, then it'd be great to see how you can help adapt that as well.
Thanks, Kate. It's something that's definitely going to be tricky, but something that we're all talking about on how we can keep it going, because we know that it's not always the most accessible thing for students to come to a training day or to come to a conference, and we're looking at ways that we can increase our digital presence. So it's great to see that it's something that students are looking forward to as well.
So I understand you've just finished your time at university. Do you have any plans to work in the radio industry?
I do. I've spent the past kind of 6-7 months of my university degree freelancing on the side. In the last 6 months, kind of like in a full-time working role on top of the degree. So it's been quite challenging. So I'm enjoying a bit of a break at the minute and just taking a couple of weeks. You can't really do much in lockdown, but just taking a couple of weeks to relax before kind of getting back into it. But definitely looking at continuing freelancing. I really enjoy freelancing because you get such a variety of things that you can work on. And just seeing what comes up as well. There's always different opportunities going, so I'm not going to kind of fix myself on a sort of route until I see kind of what's happening.
And lastly, do you have any advice for those currently in student radio?
That's kind of tricky, because I would still say that even though I've left my student station, I'd still want to cling on to being involved with student radio.
Yeah.
The main thing that I took away from doing Queen's Radio was taking all the opportunities you can. If it's meeting with someone in the industry, if it's sending out an email being like, hey, I really like the program that you work on. Can I come in and shadow you? Or can we come and have a cup of coffee sort of thing? And chatting to people, networking is probably the biggest thing that I would put down to for getting opportunities. So if you can send out an email and get a coffee or interview someone for a podcast, I think things like that are all brilliant ways of kind of getting a bit more experience, getting your name out there and getting on people's radar.
Well, thank you, Scott, for being part of my podcast and talking to me about your student experience.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate.
Thank you, Scott, for sharing your radio journey with me, from your student radio days to your experiences in the radio industry. Also, good luck to you in your new role as Marketing and Communication Officer for the Student Radio Association. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone!